Thank you for letting me share. I'm really excited about this series. Ephesians 1 is an incredible passage of Scripture. It's deep, it's rich, and you can read it over and over and get some amazing things from it. So with that said, I hope it's not confusing. Hopefully I can help illuminate some things without losing you and get something out of it. There were three young boys, and you know how they like to one-up each other as far as their daddies. And one boy said, my dad's a professor, and when he teaches, he's so smart only 10 people can understand him. And the second boy said, oh yeah, my dad's a brain surgeon, and when he talks about surgery, only 5 people can understand what he's talking about. And the third boy said, well, my dad's a pastor, and when he preaches, nobody can understand him. And so I'm going to try not to be like that type of pastor, but help us look and unpack some things here that help us. From Ephesians 1, your life matters. And we know that because the Bible tells us so. So let's just read a little bit of this Ephesians 1. I'm assigned verses 1 through 10. I'm going to read 1 through 14 because in the Greek, it's one sentence. Paul wrote a mammoth sentence here where the English professors cringe. The theologians are just like, wow, can you put that much in one sentence? This is amazing. But here it is, Ephesians 1, I'm going to read 3 through 14. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, and to the praise of his glorious grace, which he's freely given us in the one he loves. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reached their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. Verse 11, in him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal of the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. That's one killer sentence. I'm going to stop pulling things out at verse 10, but I wanted to read the whole thing. I don't want to overlap too much with Pastor Mike next week. I put in bold and underlined some things that really wrap this whole sentence, and we're going to use that to make every point. But first, I wanted to, just something that really struck me when I was reading this and thinking in the context of your life matters. There was an astronaut, a Russian astronaut who, I guess at the time of the space race, and everybody's trying to get up and be the first. And he came back from a mission and announced to the world, I've been to space, I've looked for God, and I didn't find him. And he was insinuating that God did not exist. And C.S. Lewis, in his, only in a way he could put it, said that's absurd. It's kind of like Hamlet going to his attic of his castle and saying, I couldn't find Shakespeare. And so I love this analogy that God is outside of our realm of observation in many times, in many ways. And God is the great playwright of history. And he has ordered and directed every person's times, when you will be born, why we are here, and he holds it all together. And whether we can observe why and how is beside the point. He is God. And the greatest thing about this grand playwright is that he would write you and I.